Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, who are you and what do you do?
Well, my name is Ken Chio. I'm the president and owner of Our Sales Coach. We work with business owners and sales managers and select salespeople, sometimes service professionals, and we make sure they're working strategic plans, not wasting time trying to get meetings, and that they're closing deals when they do have a meeting, so that way they can get to their goals faster and exceed their expectations and set higher goals.
Awesome, awesome. Question number two. What is the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, getting results. It's all about results, really. You know, when somebody's like maybe flatlined, or you know, they're growing 5%, they want to grow 20%, and it's really preventing them from getting to where they need to go, then, you know, once a light bulb goes off and they're starting to get results, they can reinvest in their business. They can really pay themselves more, hire more people, or they have somebody that they're, you know, they may be wondering whether they should give up on them or not. And that person starts to really track their goals. And it's the one in the middle that doubles that really helps them scale the business. I mean, that's really what it's all about. That's what gets me up in the morning.
Love it. Love it. There. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that gaining from decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally disagree. You know, I think that a lot of it's timing. You know, I mean, people are waiting for somebody to contact them, or they have marketing, you know, and people are reaching out due to their marketing. But, you know, usually when you think about it, if somebody really is decided to search for alternatives, a lot of times they tag somebody else to go and do that. The decision makers already checked out, they're only 35% engaged. So really, if you are able to really specialize and know what things are going on in your target audience, and then reach out proactively, chances are you're going to catch them before they've gotten to that point where they're deciding, hey, should we address this? What would be our objectives? You know, before they tag somebody else to do that, you're going to be getting the decision makers a lot easier, okay? You know, I've seen a survey of executives where they said 68% of the salespeople that get to me through somebody inside our company. Just because you're getting engaged with somebody who's not a decision maker doesn't excuse you from getting there. And I can teach people 12 different ways to do that. And there's three that are my favorite. So
love it. Totally agree. Awesome there. With 6 minutes and 18 seconds left, question number four. What advice do you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Well, first, I would say you got to be specialized. People want to deal with experts. So really fine-tune who you're going after. Second, pick 4 active prospecting channels that you're willing to work and really scale it down so you know exactly what you need to do so you can keep yourself accountable for doing those things. Okay. Number 3, track it, the right things. I really find people are not tracking enough of the right things. You know, you really got to drill it down. Everybody knows if they've made sales, but you know, they're not really tracking their meetings. What's their meeting to close ratio? Some of them aren't even tracking all their proposals, so they know their close rate. But you know, they never drill down to contacts. How many contacts does it take? Or where are your leads coming from? And really understanding where your how efficient your lead generation is. Because if you don't know those things, you don't really know where you're getting stuck. So it's really important that you are taking that data daily, that you're reviewing it weekly, and then you make adjustments monthly. And you know, it's really important that you are able to get that out of whatever system you're using, and then use the data to understand what your ratios are.
Awesome, awesome, love that there. Question number 5. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Well, so I network a lot with people that do marketing, people that do public relations. So there's a couple of people I network with, Jim Farrell, for example, Steve Dubin, they own PR businesses around here. A guy I network with, Galen Dow, he does inbound with manufacturers because I work a lot with manufacturing companies. And then sales recruiters, there's people that I network with that only recruit salespeople, and they have specialties. So Pete Mackin, for example, does tech. Pete Marinelli does medical device. And then Dan Fantasia does more general business. So I know who to go to that I can really get great results from. So I would recommend all of those guys, actually.
Awesome. I will look them up when we are done here. Let's get to question number 6. Ken, most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus on this one. So tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
First time. Oh, well. So, I went to engineering school, believe it or not. I don't always admit it, but I had a sales job when I was in between my freshman and sophomore year in college, selling encyclopedias door to door. And so, boy, do you learn a lot about people when you're going door to door trying to make some money. And, I remember the first sale I made. You know, we used to go hunting neighborhoods where there were a lot of swing sets, and there was a couple there that bought a set of encyclopedias. I'm dating myself, right? No, you just guys probably don't even know what an encyclopedia is.
I do know what one is. I'm a little older than I look.
But when you're knocking on doors trying to make some money, boy, do you learn a lot about people.
Yeah. You do there. So Ken, you have 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. This is promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, you can end early. Go.
Well, I think what you're doing really is fantastic, because, people really want to reach out and learn things and know how to get better. And I think anybody that's really watching your podcast are putting themselves in a position to really gain a competitive advantage and learn something. And I like the fact that it's brief, but you can really grab a nugget and really do something. So I do a lot of the same things. We're doing webinars now. Probably this is the second one of these I've done this week. I've done a webinar every day this week, and they're all free. So we're doing one on June 18th. Not sure when this is running, but we do one once a month. So check our website out, and it's oursalescoach.com. And if there's something that we're doing that can really help you to scale your business, by all means, join us.
Will do. There we go. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
Oh, it's oursalescoach.com, oursalescoach.com.
And the description is magic. There we go. Ken, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Thank you. All right. For everyone who's watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.